Talking today with one of our FFA area stars in agribusiness, Shaylee Barnes from the Wellston FFA chapter. So let's start off just telling us a little bit about your project and why you chose this particular one.
All right. So I am the owner of two small businesses, Shay's Nursery and Shay's Produce. Shay's Nursery is a greenhouse operation. It is a 480 square foot facility that I raise cacti, succulents, and foliage plants in. And Shay's Produce is a canned good and garden operation that is 1,000 square foot on the outside. I sell all of these items in my 17 foot travel trailer that I go to different farmers markets and festivals to.
Well, you're about to get really popular because springtime really makes people want to start planting stuff.
Yes, ma'am. I enjoy the sales. I typically set up in my front yard for those sales just so I can sell to my community. I started this off in 2020, the produce side of it, just being able to sell to my community and have them some food stability in this uncertain time.
So you've got to have a green thumb.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. Definitely have a green thumb. I mean, funny enough, before this, I did not. And then I was like, you know, I'm going to have a greenhouse. And suddenly it just appeared.
So how do you go about doing this? Because succulents, I can't imagine, would grow super well in the outside of Oklahoma. So you kind of have to tend to these pretty carefully.
Yeah. So all of my succulents and cacti do stay within my greenhouse area. I have learned the little nick tips and like little tricks that you have to know, like pale leaf succulents, you have to go underneath the shelves in the summertime because they'll scar. The darker leaved ones, like direct sunlight, the foliage plants, like hanging baskets so they can have more aeration, you know, this and that.
But that's a lot of stuff to learn because some people think that you just throw something in the ground and it grows. But if you don't research what you're throwing in the ground, it ends poorly.
Oh, yeah. I've had people come up to me and they'll be like, Shaylee, why did my succulent die when I replanted it? And I'm like, well, did you put it in cactus soil? And they're like, there's cactus soil? I'm like, yes, that's a thing. I promise.
Absolutely. Well, who all helped out with this project?
So to begin, my ag teacher, Marty Colson, he gave me some plants from their greenhouse that were either going to die off or like he was becoming our principal at the time. So he knew that the new ag teacher was going to have their own process. So he gave me some of their plants. Some family members gave me some plants. And I got a greenhouse for my 15th birthday. That's what I asked for. And so I went into that and I started growing everything. And it has been a work in progress going from there.
So this is going to be a project that you can continue on basically as long as you want to run it.
Yes. I'm actually admitted to Oklahoma State University, and I'm hoping to minor in horticulture.
Well, that'll be a great career, especially if you know already that you can grow. That's half the battle, right?
Yes, definitely. Like, getting it to the growing stage is definitely half the battle.
So for the produce plants that you were mentioning, you said you sell them out of your mobile truck. That's a pretty cool way to do things.
Yeah. So in 2020, I was at the Old Chicken Farm barn sale in Jones, Oklahoma. I was super excited to be there. I had been there as a customer, and within an hour, I had gotten 3 inches of heavy rain. This broke my plants, was rubbing off canned good labels, like literally could not sell any of my items. And so I went and bought this 1976 travel trailer. I re-renovated the entire side, painted it bright yellow and white, of course, naturally, and blue. You know, I have to have those FFA colors in there.
Absolutely.
Duh.
Yeah.
And so, like, I now am able to go to areas that I previously hadn't been able to go to, Enid, Guthrie, Edmond. I'm able to go to sales and meet people that I never would have imagined being able to meet.
And with all those colors, they can see you coming.
Oh, yeah. I have people coming all the time. They're like, oh, my gosh, I saw this from the beginning. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm awesome. Yeah, come and buy stuff.
Please, please. It's about that time. Well, what have been some of your favorite FFA moments that you've had throughout your career? Because it's about to wrap up. So what have been some of your favorite moments?
Oh, don't even say things like wrap up.
I know.
That's sad.
I know.
Definitely, I invited one of my friends to come on one of my sales with me, and just being goons was so much fun. Like, people would come in and they'd start asking me all these like super technical questions, and she would just look at me with this blank look, be like, oh my gosh, you actually knew how to answer that.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, the amount of information that I've just gotten to learn and the interactions I've had with clients is so much fun, because I'll have people who just like are like, how on earth do you do this? Because all the time they'll come in and they'll be like talking to my mom, acting like that she's running it all. And she's like, this is not mine. Like, like, that's a lot of interesting fun.
And it's been so much fun. Like, as you mentioned, you're going to go to OSU and try to make this the rest of your life.
I'm hoping to continue on to whatever area I end up moving to in the future. I'm actually going to become a mathematics teacher.
Okay.
I'm very excited to do that and to continue it on to the new area. And my parents will continue on with the area that we still have in Wellston.
And the great news is you're mobile, so you can take it wherever you go.
Oh, yeah. That has been a big blessing. And one of the biggest adventures that I've ever had is learning how quickly we can set up and tear down everything. Within 2 hours, I can have everything set up. And in 30 minutes, I can tear everything back down. So
absolutely. And you mentioned being a mathematics teacher. But, you know, planting is something I do as a hobby. So now you can do both.
Yes, I'm very excited. I'm being able to take all of the math courses I could ever dream of,
yes,
while also being able to plant every single plant that I want to.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.